Hello, everybody. Welcome back, I guess. Wait, we're actually going to have to introduce Jake this time. So basically, we recorded an episode beforehand, but that episode is never going to see the light of day like plenty of other Buddies episodes. So yes, I'm going to have to introduce Jake again. Say hello to Jake Baz, everybody.
Hello. How are we doing? How's it going?
Yeah, not too bad. So basically, oh yeah, say hello as well,
Hello, everyone.
Yeah, so Aiden and Jake and me are now the crew here. We've got Jake added on because I don't really think there's a reason, to be fair.
No, I think you just wanted a bit more representation, innit?
Yeah.
A bit of Northern charm.
Yeah, pretty much. But yeah, I have recently, we're just going to jump straight into things, I think. I've been cooked.
You've been diddled. You've been fully diddled.
Yeah, basically, I've been cooked. I'm going to have some defense to myself in this episode. But Aiden, did you see what happened with Nick?
Yeah, so I actually, this was one of the things I brought to the table as well for us to discuss, but it seems like you're already on it. I saw quite a mean tweet about you actually the other day.
I saw the same tweet. It was something like, why would you watch a seven? You've got to be like insane to watch a 7-hour video about Nick Ocado, yeah, Ocado or something.
I didn't realise the iNaba hate community was so strong. I felt quite sad that everyone was being mean to my friend.
Well, I just, I literally said to Jake like a week ago, didn't I, Jake? I was like, I'm kind of hoping that somebody's going to tweet out the thumbnail and just be like, why would you watch this? And then it happened and I was like, I don't know if I actually want that. But to be fair, it's just game's the game. I actually, like, as much as there was like, hate on that tweet and people just being like, you're a fucking freak if you watch a 7-hour video, I only gained views and subscribers that day, so I can't really be mad in
I was gonna say, on the one hand you've been cooked, on the other hand you've duped everyone,
still won.
But at the same time, right, so obviously for context, I did a 7-hour video speaking about all of the lore for Nick Ocado. I don't actually think I spoke about Nick's weight much at all in that video. It was more going through everything just to do with him, from like childhood to like going on to YouTube and becoming a YouTuber. And then I covered the weight stuff when Nick brought it up in the past, so it wasn't like I was making this video being like, this guy's a fat something or something. Like, I was just documenting it. And then I got to 2022 in the timeline and I was like, yeah, Nick's kind of in like a cycle of just doing the same things. And then I ended the video by playing his Two Steps Ahead video in 2022. And I was like, yeah, Nick's played all of us. So in my defense, I don't actually think the video has necessarily aged badly. I mean, the video is still getting views, thankfully, but obviously when a 31 million view video comes out, there is no defense to it.
I am ultimately getting.
Sorry to interject, but someone else released a video on Nick Ocado this week, and that got far more views than my video. I don't know if you guys saw the Sunny V2 video. Yeah, Nick Ocado's new video is honestly just depressing. Now, if there was a video that aged badly, it was this one.
I was going to say, if you go on the YouTube subreddit, the first post is actually that video saying, name a video that's aged more badly. And then the second comment is someone saying, this guy made a 7-hour video on it.
I mean, to be fair, I do say in my videos, if you've watched my videos for the full length, you've got to be slightly insane. But at the same time, I also feel like people put my videos on in the background for the most part. It's just there. It's on. If someone fully listens to it, maybe I am slightly concerned. And I know for a fact we're going to get comments being like, that's me. You should be concerned or something. But I'm fine with being memed on at the end of the day. Like, it's just, it's happened before and it's going to happen again. I think it's like a rite of passage as a content creator. You will get taken the piss out of for something you've done.
Yeah, I mean, it's good aspiration from you as well as a YouTuber to want all your videos to be just background noise as well, I guess.
But you know what I mean. Like, I actually did remove background music for the most part of my videos just so people would, like, have it on in the background more. And that's mainly because, like, yeah, I don't think the average person is going to want to watch like 7 hours of non-stop sort of shit. But at the same time, I also do make 40-minute videos. Like, 3 videos that came before that were all pretty short videos in the grand scheme of YouTube. At the end of the day, what can you say other than I've been cooked?
You have, mate, but we move. It's just the life, the ups and downs of a YouTuber, isn't it?
Have you actually watched the video, you two?
I've watched it, yeah.
What, the 7-hour one?
No, Nick Accardo's 30
minutes. Oh, right, okay. No, I keep seeing his fucking psychopathic smile. The thumbnail. I've seen that. That's like every other tweet on my algorithm. But I didn't realize he had a panda mask on.
There were like a few theories going around where it's saying that the panda face thing is actually like a shot at Stephanie Sue. Jake, you know who Stephanie is, right?
Yeah.
I don't understand how it would be. I don't know. It's like a thing on her channel to do with pandas or something. But
deepen it a bit, to be honest.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I don't know. But I also did see the argument of like people were basically being like, Nick said that he's had this master plan, and then it was like, was the master plan showing us your asshole? Like,
I'm seeing that. I don't want to see that again. Fucking hell.
The whole like the discourse around it is pretty interesting, because on one hand you've got people like me and other YouTubers being cooked. On one hand you've got people saying Nick Accardo is a genius, but then there's also some people saying, I saw a tweet with about 400,000 likes being like, okay, he's lost weight, but that doesn't really discard everything else in the past. And I think that's a pretty fair criticism to make at the end of the day. I saw Diesel Patches made a video speaking about Nick, and he, in his video, he's basically like, I mean, there was no grandmaster plan, you just lost weight. And he got cooked for that video. Everyone in his replies were basically just being like, you're a hater or something like that. And he deleted the video and made a new one about it instead, where he kind of clarified on his comments. But it's pretty interesting that Nick is now seen as, I guess, like a hero.
It's impressive, isn't it? I mean, hats off to him.
But bro, the video's got 1.5 million likes and he's being called like a genius. I'd say like he's smart in the sense that he played everybody in the weight loss thing. Like no one knew he was doing this. No, like he made comments here and there saying that he is going to do it. But at the end of the day, I don't think anyone had the foresight to see that this guy was going to pre-record videos of him eating loads of food and crying on camera for 2 years straight. Like that is smart. But there is also like, Nick Accardo isn't just known for being like a large, well, formerly being like a larger weight. Like Nick was known for plenty of other things.
Yeah, exactly.
Was he? All I knew him was for being a big lad that loved the noodles, Cheetos, and slapping his boyfriend about.
Well, Stephanie Sue made a video on him. This is the main one Nick got a lot of attention for. I think this has 16 million views. Why I'm scared of Nick Accardo, which she like exposed him in it. And I've seen a lot of people reference this video. She does look pretty scared. But I've seen a lot of people reference this video being like that it's not redundant because he's lost weight. And I think that's a pretty fair criticism to make. But I guess at the same time, not everybody does know the lore of this man. If only there was a 7-hour video out there kind of explaining all of it, that would be really helpful.
Look at that second video. Look at the thumbnail.
it is definitely something, but that it's crazy that these videos are from 2 years ago technically. Yeah. Then
I don't know why people keep saying it's smart though, because it's not smart to like knock a couple of years off your life to do this sort of stuff. It's damaging.
I think it's even more concerning, isn't it, because he's like said this all recorded a couple of years ago, that means the frequency he was recording these videos.
But I think I said that in my video. It was like the fact that there must have been a month in 2022 where he just sat there and nonstop just fucking smacked all in the face, ate like spicy noodles every day. Like, I mean, you do have to kind of like, criticism aside, kind of respect the commitment to the bit. Like
it's that poor it is arsehole, probably man.
Yeah.
I think that was just us all doing lockdown, wasn't it? But he just recorded it. Our lives weren't far off that.
Yeah, we've all seen Nick's arsehole, so we know the condition that it's in. Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, like, wow, just looking at the dislikes, it's got 127,000 dislikes, switching that up to the next video, getting 1.5 million likes.
Yeah,
I can't lie, when I saw the video at first, I woke up and I had like fucking 100 DMs pretty much just being like, have you seen Nick Accardo, have Accardo's lost weight? And I'm like, I don't want to see this first thing in the morning, to be honest with you. But then I was like, I have made a 7-hour video. I probably should make another video in response to it.
Yeah.
And now I put out like the video I put out it's just like the least effort I've ever put into a video. It was like a, it was like an old-fashioned reaction video, and now that video has more views than my 7-hour video, which took month, like three mental. Months to make.
Mental.
Yeah, I hate, I think this, that, I hate the game, man. Wants to watch a 7-hour video.
What's the longest video you've watched, Aiden?
What, in total?
30-second yeah. TikTok.
Why my spoon is too big, probably.
You're just a fucking moron, aren't you?
What would you want me to say?
I said, what's the longest video you've watched on YouTube, you melon?
What is it?
My spoon is too big.
What's that? My spoon is too big. What is this? Is this the video? Yeah. He's just cracking up, the little
He's
freak.
He's pissing himself.
My spoon is too big.
Oh, you are such a loser.
You got serious fucking problems, man. You're going to make my recommend. Look at what my recommender's turning into.
The
now,
dog
man.
Song. Good times, mate.
Is there like any like conclusive thoughts about this? Like what I've got written down is I got cooked, people saying it doesn't invalidate things. I think that does kind of summarize it, to be fair. I do kind of want to know where he goes from here. Like, is he gonna continue the mental sort of arc that he was on? Because everyone, like, a big thing on my video that I say is, like, funnily enough, I go, Nick was skinny for quite a long part of his, like, the first 5 years of his YouTube journey, and people seem to think that he only got crazy in 2020, but the reality is Nick was getting up to shenanigans in 2016, 2015, 2014. And so I'm kind of wondering, is he gonna still be crazy on camera, or is he just gonna be like a normal mukbanger now?
Do you think he's only reload it?
Huh?
Yeah, I was gonna say, I think his natural response has to be four steps forward. And it's just him, but he's twice the size that he was a couple of years ago.
There is like a part of me that genuinely would be almost more impressed if he hired like some insane like CGI artist that has managed to make Nick Accardo look skinny in like some TikToks and videos. And then the next video, he just comes back and he's like fucking 700 pounds in weight. It's like he's increased his mass by tenfold. Yeah. That would be double impressive.
Nick Accardo Avalado.
Yeah, what were you gonna say, Jay?
Oh, I think we should kill Aiden. Nah, yeah, I feel exact same. I think he's just probably just gonna quadruple in size again. I think he's just gonna blow up, because doing stuff like this, with what he's doing, it's gonna be almost impossible for him to keep the weight off.
Do you really think he's gonna, there's no way he puts that weight back on, bro? God, Aiden.
I'm still giggling. Nick Accardo Avalado.
Proud of his work.
I feel I'm fucking lost the plot, mate. It's gone. Sorry, carry on. Just ignore me.
We will. This is why we had to bring Jake in, because before, it would be an episode of me just sat here trying to have a conversation, and Aiden would just spit some, and we just wouldn't be able to go forward because we'd just be laughing.
my favourite part of the recordings when it was just me and Fraser was when Fraser would get really into a topic and just rant at me for 5 minutes about something, and then it's like, look at me for a response, and I'd just have fucking nothing to say.
it was just me being like fucking lost, practically just staring.
Yeah, because I was just
and the look I'd give you, I'd look at you in the eyes, and I know what you're thinking. You're like, I have got nothing to fucking say.
You just fucking gone a mad one. That's good. You've got another ADHD friend in the pod to help you.
Yeah,
right?
Another neurodiversity man.
Yeah, I'm here for the sanity. Believe it or not. Yeah. That's the worrying thing about it.
I think it's a good balance now, to be honest. You can just insult us and we can just talk about some pointless shit.
He just said sanity wearing a Slipknot shirt.
That is true, to be fair. I'd say Aiden's probably the most sane out of us three.
Oh, yeah, but it's not really a good competition to be in, is it? Like,
you should wear your Blink-182 shirt, mate.
I'm repping the Blink-182 flag that I left at your house for a year.
The one that you said that I was... we should quickly wrap this up before we move on. So you think he's going to put the weight back on?
I think he will. Yeah,
I just don't think he will. I think he's I don't know what the direction he's... There is a part of me that thinks, like, as much as it was, like, cool to see him come back in the way he has, like, it's like a master plan, I guess. Mm. It would be interesting to see the actual journey. And a part of me is kind of hoping that maybe he recorded, like, the weight loss journey, because that would be an interesting video to see. Because everyone's always said, like, they would subscribe to him if he went on, like, a big health journey.
I mean, especially when, like, he was losing that weight over time, like, and he's just recorded 7,000 videos in a 3-week span. You'd think he'd keep hold of a camera during it all.
His heart must be on the fucking crutches.
Do you know how he lost the weight? Was it just the Ozempic?
I don't know, to be honest. I mean, based on the fact that it was 2 years, I don't think it would have... I don't know if it would have been Ozempic. I think he might have just genuinely done it, like... legitimately. I don't, because
the amount of money he has, though, it's a great cheat code.
Yeah, but at the same time, like, even if he did use it, like, to lose the amount of weight that he has is crazy.
Oh, it's
like,
so impressive.
So insane that people question if he's actually lost it or that was recorded before he became a heifer.
He's just had a thin filter on.
If he genuinely recorded that in, like, 2016 and he had planned the whole thing, it would be kind of, like, that would be an actual fucking mastermind. If the next video he's, like, again, as I said just now, like, heavier than he is, like, appearing to be now, like, obviously that would be fucking mental.
I think he's probably just had a shit one day and thought, this were too rough. I need to lose the weight. I'm sick of this life.
He's looked in the mirror after a fucking eating a gallon of Watsits and be like, oh, I can't do this anymore.
You got to think. I was Aiden, have you watched Beard Meets Food before?
No. But that sounds a bit like Epic Mealtime sort of territory.
It's like some British dude who, like, he does, like, food challenges and stuff like that. And he basically, his whole, like, eating habits are he fasts, and then for his videos he'll have, like, a feast day where he eats, like, fuckloads of calories in these challenges, of where he'll go to, like, a restaurant or a cafe somewhere in the world, and they'll have, like, a pizza challenge, a burger challenge, or something like that, and he'll eat, like, 10,000 calories at once. And not only am I thinking this guy's asshole must just be on fire constantly, but also how much, like, surely you fall out of, like, you just don't like food anymore if you're, like, if your eating patterns stay like that. Like, it's interesting to watch. Like, I've watched hundreds of his videos at this point, but to see, because literally yesterday I basically binged his entire catalogue, but surely, like, you get to a point of where food is no longer an enjoyable thing and it's almost seen as, like, a work thing.
I don't know. I think it's the opposite. Because if you're fasting yourself for, like, days at a time, after that you're going to want a big fucking fry-up, aren't you?
I guess, Although fry-ups, I don't rate them, to be honest with you.
I like anything fried. I mean, look at the state of me.
That's fucking horrible. Have you guys got any wrapped up thoughts before we go on to the next topic?
Eat your cheeseburger, mate.
Fair play. Before we go into the next...
Cat has cheeseburger. Just fucking carry on, mate.
Shut the fuck up. All right. Have any of you guys got anything interesting to tell the world before I bring us into our next topic? Have any of you... I mean, I guess we should kind of speak about ourselves, because, like, obviously we did the first episode that isn't coming out, and Jake's just randomly here now, like some fucking sploid.
I'm just an extra.
Yeah. Have you got anything to say to the world of buddies, mate? You've never even watched an episode.
I watched, like, 2 or 3 episodes, actually. The clips, when you were doing the clip stuff. Just to see who the fuck that other guy is with the weird coloured hair. But
that was us on our prime, mate.
What happened then?
If you actually go to Buddies episode 1, it's kind of sad to see where me and Aiden are both at now. Let's go to it. We look like babies in this, man.
Look at that. That was only a year ago.
This is 2 years ago. I look like I've got, like, leukemia or something.
I haven't really changed much. I've just...
No, we just... My head. You haven't shaved since then, kind of. Your beard's
I think,
longer.
Well, since then, I've stopped getting haircuts. I've dyed my hair. I've got a bunch of tattoos.
Your hair, to be honest, your hair looks exactly the same. I can't lie. It's just a different color.
It does, yeah.
Yeah. I look fucking ridiculously skinny in this.
The beard's done you a favor as well. That's well, yeah, I think that's cooked.
Yeah, big time.
Yeah. Yeah, I look like a 5-year-old when I shave.
You just look so bold, Fraser.
I well, mate, it's, well, shock horror, you fucking idiot. It's because I actually am bald in this.
Oh, yeah, that's when you wore hats all the time because you were, well, you're wearing a hat now. Yeah, that was after your hair transplant.
I'm wearing a hat now because I actually need it, yeah. I actually need a haircut now, but yeah. I just find it easier to wear. Honestly, I sweat so much. That's the main. I started wearing a hat in that period, and I just haven't stopped since because it's just way easier to having to sort your hair up before a recording. And I sweat really easily. So right now I've got like quite long hair, and it just makes it a bit of an issue. Like halfway through a video, I'm just like fucking drenched. So it's nobody really wants to see that.
Yeah, you've needed a haircut for about 2 months, haven't you? I swear down. You've been.
I've not had a haircut. Yeah, I've not had a haircut in about 3 months. But yeah. What?
Game's gone.
You're a lazy bastard, mate.
Yeah.
I prefer my hair longer.
Yeah, but, you know, there's levels to it, isn't there?
Shut up. All right, let's move on to the next topic. Let's talk about an alleged nonce who we kind of spoke about in the last episode. Dr. Disrespect, he's back. And he did a stream the other day where I don't really get it because everyone's saying... So for context again, Aiden, you now know about this, but I should just say for the viewers... Not that Disrespect got exposed or he kind of exposed himself using the Twitch Whisper section of Twitch to speak to people who were believed to be underage, and now he's come back fighting against his own words, which is kind of weird.
Yeah, it's like he's just doubled down and kind of just reversed, like thought that he could just delete a couple of tweets and it'd be all right.
But what I don't get is... Sorry, go on.
In the live stream as well, something that I noticed was that he was doing, you could only comment on the live stream if you were a sub for 3 months, I believe it was, about 3 months. So up until like, so if you've unsubscribed because you've found out about all this information, you're trying to comment about it, it's just going on dead ears. Like there's nothing
yeah.
there.
Yeah, yeah. But the likes are good, like 152,000 likes to 31,000 dislikes, 3 million views. I think he's literally live right now. Yeah, he is. Like, to 37,000 people, and it's doing really well. Like, the chat's going to look well because of what you said earlier, is in subscriber mode. But, like, looking at the comments, it's like, after this, Doc stopped being the 2 times, he's now the 3 times. It's like... He was the one that admitted to the things that he did.
Yeah, he's dug his own grave.
Like, what? Imagine Doc being in a courtroom still in character.
Imagine,
back, like he...
Imagine him getting done for his actual crimes. Like...
Yeah, and people also saying, like, there was something that he said in the stream, which it's like, you've got to be a fucking idiot to, like, believe, like, anything that he's saying. So he said... That so in his original Twitch thing, he as in his response to the whole Twitch stuff, he said that I don't think he included that he was messaging minors or a minor, and then he edited the document or something like that. He either removed it or added it back in, but basically there was like something in there about how he admitted to messaging a minor. And in his return stream, he something on the words of said he did that deliberately to bait out the media into speaking about him so he can then, I guess, one up them in a response. And it's like, what? So you convinced the world that to think that you're a fucking nonce, and that's a one up genius play. I don't understand the logic here.
Yeah, and it's as well, it's the tweet, the whole point this came out, wasn't it because of an ex Twitch employee that came out and said about this stuff. So how would that be 4D chess if he actually got banned from Twitch?
So the timeline goes, in 2020, Dr. Disrespect was banned, and then in 2024, the reason finally came out after a Twitch, a former mod was, or former someone at Twitch who used to work there came out and was basically saying that they know things about Dr. Disrespect, and they were like, I will tell people at my next concert what Dr. Disrespect did. It was a pretty scummy thing to do, to be fair. And then... he got pressured into speaking about it even further. And then it just, because of that, started to turn into a bit of an avalanche and snowball. And then it eventually all came out and Dr. Disrespect admitted to the things. So I think it more seems that he has an audience of idiots, pretty much, from what I can see. Like, looking at these comments here, I mean, the people that are still around are idiots anyway. Like, I really hope he sues for defamation. It's not even about the money. It's like, what? He was the one that admitted to the things. And like,
hasn't he?
yeah. Like, he made the tweet. Like, he was the one that said it. It wasn't like there was an article that was like, Dr. Disrespect did this thing. It was Dr. Disrespect admitted to doing said thing. And now he's tried to like clear up his name in this by saying he's like the victim. And if there's one thing the internet is pretty good at when it comes to allegations, it's waiting. I mean, at least nowadays, it's waiting for the response. And I think people were pretty open to this guy clearing his name, because at one point he was a very beloved content creator. And when like asked to just show the messages, because I'm pretty sure he then goes on to say in his second latest stream that the messages weren't with a minor, pretty much. And obviously people were asking him, why not just show the messages? And this is what he has to say. And also, just fucking ignore XQC being here. It was the only clip I could find.
People want, show the message, release the messages, show the messages. What are we, in second grade?
It's like, I mean, he probably fucking wishes we were in second grade, to be honest.
Yeah, that's right.
but it's like, it's such a weird response. Let's continue.
All right, come on, guys. Guys, what are we in second grade, chat? Guys, we're graduating by second grade. What we do here, chat, it's inappropriate.
Is there nothing else, or is it just XQC fucking, oh, there we go.
Holy fucking shit. Got him, dude. What the fuck is this?
So like I said, champs, during this, YouTube demonetized us. We have September 25th is when we can reapply.
Yeah, that's basically it. But that was the most clipped clip, because if YouTube re-monetized him, I will be like pretty surprised, to be honest with you.
I mean, they've done a lot worse, so I wouldn't be surprised in the slightest. Like with Snipe Wolf, she just got silently remonetized after about 4 or 5 months after the whole doxing stuff. So I can just see him just sliding it underhand.
Is this the stream right here? Oh, sorry, go on.
I was going to say, I think when people are that big, like, they can literally just get away with fucking anything, can't they?
Yeah,
because there's always going to be an audience, and it's clear this dude still has an audience. But this is the stream where things ended, right? And, like, it's really, isn't it, like, really awkward at the ending? Because he's got, like, Elden Ring music playing, and he's clearly realizing something's going on. I think this is it.
It's fatigue. It's tired. It's wanting to just kind of move away from the limelight. Ultimately, that's what it's about. You know what I mean, champs? Damn, now what? I mean, shit, there's 50 million other streamers you can watch right now.
It's like a man who knows he's cooked, but it's actually on live stream.
Yeah, he's kicking the cannon
now, isn't he? Yeah.
He's sticking to
the bit, at least.
It's
getting old, yo.
Yeah.
What's getting old?
I was going to say that is quite good, isn't it? Even when everyone's just found out he's a paedophile, he's a... he's able to just carry on.
It's doing the fact that he's like obviously you could do anything at any age, but it's like, at what point do you look at like your actual age and think, I'm getting too old for this? Just take the wig off, man. Take the fucking glasses off. have we actually seen what he looks like without this? I'm not a big Dr. Disrespect enjoyer. Like, not I'm sure his content was fine, but I've never really participated in his streams.
See if there is.
Yeah, I'll Google it. Hold on. Dr. Disrespect. I don't really want to type in face, because I'm kind of scared that... Okay, no, there he is. It's in a Daily Mail article. He looks like a policeman.
A what?
You know what I mean? A policeman.
Oh, okay.
Maybe a stripper version.
A what?
Maybe a stripper version.
A stripper version?
Yeah. I think he just looks like a man.
He does look like a man. You are right.
Who would win in a fight out of these two? This is something that's just come up. Okay, no, it's gone. Oh well, that would have been fun. It's a bit of a weird one, really. I don't get who is he meant to be suing for defamation? The guy that originally leaked the stuff?
Yeah, that were meant to be it, because it's come out, but obviously not going to happen, is it? Like,
but he has. If he was innocent and if he had proof to like deflect things and prove things to be false, why would you not just show these things?
Well,
like,
it don't matter about that, does it? He admitted to it, so it don't fucking matter anything around it. Like, that's it.
Well, that's the thing. That's the interesting thing about this cancellation is that there isn't. This is a rare case of where there isn't somebody coming out and being like, this guy. I was going to say Mr. Beast then. Dr. Disrespect did this thing to me. Like, there isn't. There isn't anyone saying that. It is just Dr. Disrespect admitted to doing a certain thing,
yeah,
and he got in trouble by that. And it does kind of confuse me in a way, because I'm like, why did he admit to it? Like, he could have, I guess, denied it, or maybe a pressure on him because maybe he knew the messages were going to come out. But he's saying here that basically the messages aren't as bad as like they're being portrayed to be. They're jokes, and I think he even said, as I said, that it wasn't with a minor. So why would he even admit to these things in the first place?
Yeah.
Like, what's the play there? If you know that, go on.
It's always a bad sign when they take so long to respond as well, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I think we've learned recently that taking ages to respond is never a good sign of things.
No names.
But yeah. Yeah. No. I mean, to be fair, he did respond pretty quickly. I think it was within a day. But he has gone away for a while, and this was his first comeback. And it's kind of bad.
It's a little bit bad. Tiny bit.
It doesn't seem to have impacted him that negatively, though, in the grand scheme of things, does it?
Yeah, but he's a character. So you can't impact a character.
In fairness, though, the character's probably helped him a lot. Like, he can go outside not wearing the fucking glasses and wig and headphones, and, like, I don't think he's going to necessarily get recognized as Dr. Disrespect.
Yeah,
by
true.
Everyone. Whereas if you saw this guy, like, walking out like this, you're obviously going to know it's him.
You think he's a right fucking freak.
I'd think it would be someone dressed as Dr. Disrespect, because, as you said, he's just a character, isn't he? Like, if you saw the real Homer Simpson walking down the road, you'd have seen him as someone in a Homer Simpson costume, wouldn't you? You wouldn't actually think Homer Simpson.
It'll make a banging Halloween costume this year, I swear down.
What, to dress up as a fucking alleged nonce?
Yeah, people do Michael Jackson all the time, so it's not far off the tree, is it?
Yeah, I mean, I went on like someone's Facebook the other day from like it was like a family friend, and I don't know why, but I was like scrolling through their photos because I was just bored, and like going back to Halloween costumes from like 15 years ago in the UK, some shit has not aged too well. Like, there was like someone dressed up as Bin Laden, and I was like, I don't think that works in the current climate. I don't know if it worked in the current climate back then, to be honest with you, but yeah.
Did you delete that Facebook album, Jake?
yeah, I've hidden all of my terrible ones, at least.
Yeah, talking of things not aging well, I did just kind of want to touch on.
You wanted to touch
Ollie London.
Up Ollie London.
Yes, like Jake, you know who Ollie is, and Aiden knows who Ollie is. Have you seen his, like, we're gonna have to get Joe to blur some of this, but or maybe just not show some of this. But have you seen this man's like whole arc recently? I think the last time me and Aiden covered Ollie, he was like on Fox News speaking about trans people. Now he's like an Israeli propagandist, and it's like, look at this, Inside Israel, location of, you know, I can't say certain words because I don't want to get like demonetized, but Ministry of Foreign Affairs for Israel. Like, what the fuck is going on? Yeah. I feel like it's video worthy, but at the same time, I'm kind of like, I feel like my channel would get nuked just because it's a very sensitive topic.
Yeah, it's... Where did this come from? How much did they pay him? Fucking hell.
It's pretty crazy. Like, he's doing this whilst also... he's on, like, talking about a lot of trans issues on Fox News. And, like... I feel like there's like a right wing world right now that kind of see Ollie as this new right, because like even like look at that profile picture, man. He's kind of tried to go with the whole. I guess that looks. If I saw that, I'd think maybe that's like a right wing grifter or something, and that's what he's doing now. You know what I mean? Whereas you can't even find his old videos about K-pop anymore. It's pretty sad.
He looks like a Playmobil.
Kind of does, you know.
He's still got some of his songs up. Like, he did a song in 2022, which...
Christmas,
It's kind of mad that in 2 years he went from this to being on the front lines in Israel.
Oh, it changes your money, doesn't it?
Yeah, and then three years before that, he was offering out fights to KSI in my DMs.
Your DMs? What?
I've spoken to Ollie London quite a few times. I'm pretty sure that one time, back when he was doing the K-pop shtick quite a lot, he was at a party with somebody. I feel like it might have been like... I'm not going to name names because I don't want to like get them in trouble, but he was at like an influencer party and the person like messaged me being like, yeah, Ollie London's here and he's like actually really normal. And it kind of surprised me, but I don't really know what to say, but I just kind of wanted to bring up that I stumbled across his channel earlier and I'm like fucking gobsmacked to see where he's currently at. Like,
it's quite right because I'm just worried about giving my actual opinion on it because, if as you said, it's such like a sensitive topic.
Well, you can say it's just mental that this guy's gone from getting like $100,000 surgery to look Korean to speaking on Sky News about Palestine.
Yeah, all the Israel, I think he'll
just jump on anything that's sort of popular with the right wing of the internet, won't he? Just to
I guess, but surely it comes to, yeah, like, bro, dude went from Jimin to being of Israel quick, like, no one saw that coming. I mean, it's true. Ollie's transitioned to being Trump. That is kind of what he does look like now. He does look like...
Oh, that does not look like Donald Trump, mate.
No, it's like Donald Trump with a facelift, like...
I think it's... I don't want to get demonetized here, but it's like he's got the orange skin, he's got the blondish hair going.
He looks in so much pain.
He does
emotionally and physically, to be fair.
With his comically large pink tie.
he looks like a 1970s businessman who's kind of tried to look like Donald Trump, but it's failed massively.
Look at his body composure as well. Why did it look real? It looks like he's being hung on a coat hanger.
I just love that thumbnail on the right. Can you see that boogie? That fucking boogie to the from there.
Boogie shirt at the end.
Wait, let's get going.
Okay, calm down for a second.
Give me like $4,000 from charity back at
the internet. Got money, bro. Calm down.
I mean, who's had a bigger arc out of this guy?
You can't
guy,
go 20 minutes without bringing Boogie 2988 into the
net. I've not mentioned him.
Fucking happens every episode.
We've got about 35 minutes in. It's fine.
I'm just.
It's not even relevant, is it? You've just seen it and you're recommended
and
clicked on
it. He's there now. I mean, in fairness, this shit gets good views. Boogie is killing it, man. He's cooking. Huge Boogie 2988 accusations. I'm just getting boogie law now.
He's definitely cooking.
He is.
Have you seen Mr. Blobby at the Playmobil Festival?
No.
What?
I might have done, actually. Is he on a stage?
Yeah, he's playing Oasis.
I saw it. Yeah, get it up.
It just reminded me because we were talking about, Ollie London looks like a Playmobil.
Yeah, Mr. Blobby's coat.
Search up, Fraser.
Wait, what do you want me to search?
Mr. Blobby Playmobil Festival.
It's so funny. It's so scary.
No, that's not it. I don't know how. Where is it?
What am I looking for?
It's him playing. It's him singing Wonderwall, I think.
Are we going to have to mute this or would it be? Is this it?
I think we can get away with it.
Oh, it's not there. Blobs on the road.
No, that might be it. It might play.
I don't think it is.
Go like. Yeah, look. This is it.
Is this it?
Oh no,
that's an old one. That's an old one.
So that poor guy is thinking, what the fuck have I gone to?
Oh, it's terrifying.
What actually is Mr. Blobby? Is he like from something?
I found the one I was thinking of.
I don't know where he is from.
Because he just has always been there. Like, as a kid, like, he's just always there.
Yeah,
and
I've always been terrified of him as well.
I feel like me and Aether have made like 50 jokes about him being a paedophile before.
There's a nut in the room.
She's enjoying it. It sounds kind of satanic. He sounds like he's like a demon voice. You know what I mean?
I love Mr. Poppy. Do you know he's got a kid as well?
Wait, so it's the same guy?
Yeah, it's Mr. Blob. What do you mean, is it the same guy? It's Mr. Blobby.
Mate, it's a fucking dude in a suit. How do I know it's going to be the same guy?
It's not a suit. Although it could be Ollie London, couldn't it? He doesn't look far off that either.
This is just the epitome of British culture, isn't it? We are the world's saddest nation.
Have you seen his kid?
No, I haven't. What is that, like a little Blobby?
Google it. Mr. Blobby had a kid.
Mr.
Blobby, I don't know if you'd get
kid.
Anything on. Is, I don't know right, if you get anything on there. You
no, Mr. Blobby has been around. Mr. Blobby has been around for so long. He got Christmas number one in 1993.
Yeah,
before we were born.
He was best mates with Noel Edmonds, weren't he?
Is that the guy that did Deal or No Deal?
Yeah.
Mr. Blobby had a kid.
Oh my god.
Aiden, this shit is evil, man. This is a mess. This is fucking messed up.
It's demonic.
Look at this shit, man. If somebody got me that, I feel like they're putting a curse on me or something.
I haven't done anything wrong.
Mate, look at those fucking eyes.
Well, he's got some redeeming qualities. He managed to headline the Playmobil Festival.
Yeah. Every cloud has its silver lining.
I mean, if you buy your kids this, you gotta like, there's got to be something fucking wrong there. Like, who is buying this shit?
It looks he's on his. wipe the tip. It looks like
Mr. Blobby crucifix.
Legs together.
It's all your shit. You're gonna put a, gonna get a Mr. Blobby crucifix necklace. Can some of the 10 viewers watching this, can you make that for us and send it to us? We'll pay you. If somebody makes us a Mr. Blobby crucifix, we'll probably get in trouble.
Fraser, you can wear it around your neck like Chris Chan Sonic Chew medallion.
I have you guys watched the Chris Chan documentary before?
Well, I think I got to part 20 and it takes a lot of...
Yeah.
Resilience, doesn't it?
Before I started it, I remember people being like, you don't want to start that. Like, it's going to mentally take it out of you. And, like, I would have it in, like, I'd just be walking around whilst doing chores or walking Kenji or something like that. And I'd be listening to it. And it got to a point of where I was on, like, episode 38. And bearing in mind, Jay, these are, like, hour-long episodes.
Yeah.
I was walking Kenji, and it got to a point of where Chris Chan is just doing something, like, fucking ridiculous, as he always does. And I just took my earphones out, and I was like, what am I doing? Like, what am I doing right now? It just kind of gets to the point of where you're like genuinely disgusted. And it does take you back to that tweet that was cooking me of being like, why would you watch a 7-hour video? And I've consumed 38 hours minimum of Chris Chan content.
To answer that question you asked me earlier, seriously, it is probably the Chris Chan documentary. And I didn't even get caught up on it. Because, I mean, the first 20 episodes, and like, there's about 20 episodes that cover just 1 year, isn't there?
Yeah. I don't even think I got to 2017 or something like that. I was still in like 2012, I'm pretty sure.
It's crazy, isn't it? They literally cover it like day by day almost. It's just what he's getting up to on the internet.
Let's get up. Here's Chris Chan documentary. I think there's about 90 parts right now.
Who is he?
Yeah, the intro is iconic, to be fair.
Oh my god.
Jake, have you never seen this?
No, I've watched loads of content on Chris Chan, but never anything.
What made her this way? Such an iconic intro. But yeah, I mean, the series does like ridiculously well. Like, look at the views on these episodes. Yeah, wow. Like, obviously they go down as you get because people haven't got through him. But like 600. Okay, so he's gotten to the point of where Chris Chan has been arrested, I'm pretty sure. But like, yeah, look, like 800k, 700. They're all doing ridiculously well. Like, yeah. And he's been doing this for 5 years. I'm pretty sure he started it in 2019,
it's
which
like
is like
Alpha. But this.
Yeah, I mean, Alpha, I spoke to somebody about Alpha before, and I was like, Alphabet is going to be like British Chris Chan if she's not careful.
100%. I don't think she knows how to be careful, so I don't... it's going this way. It's definitely going this way.
Yeah, the Chris Chan story is kind of insane, though. The fact that it goes back to like 2000 and... Well, it goes back to before then, to be fair, but in terms of the internet, it goes to like 2006 or some stuff, yeah. Right, Aiden?
Yeah, I think it starts around then, doesn't it?
Yeah. But
I mean, it all kicked off when he won some Sonic competition when he was like 6 years old. And I think if he didn't win that competition, we wouldn't know who he was.
Chris Chan TV appearances.
Yeah, it was that one.
Where is it? It's the one here, yeah.
We've got a little more for you, including what Sonic the Hedgehog means to a very special Charlottesville boy. And the significance goes way beyond a high score in videos. Finally tonight, Sonic the Hedgehog is running wildly in the Chandler household this weekend. 12-year-old Christian Chandler of Charlottesville was the winner in a video game shopping spree. Christian is one of only about 100 winners nationally to receive one.
It's just fucking mental that like the lore goes back this far. Like Chris Chan was obsessed with Sonic in what year was this? 1994.
Yeah. Worth of and man does he love stripy shirts.
For his parents, it's just another example of how well he's doing. Christian is a high-functioning autistic child. This past fall, on his own initiative, he entered a contest based on a favorite cartoon character.
It had to do with exactly what Sonic the Hedgehog cartoon, and I'd listened to what Sonic says at the end of it, and right...
I mean, I feel bad bullying this child, because, like, at the end of the day, at this point, Christian hadn't done anything wrong, but, I mean,
yeah, that's actually quite sweet, that video. He's just won, like, a grand's worth of Sonic stuff, but then he starts doing heinous stuff, like drawing Sonic porn.
I haven't got...
And...
The lore about Chris is... All I really know is up to 2000... Yeah, like 2013, I think, now. So when I eventually pick the series back up, which I probably will, I feel like it gets only worse from where I'm at. But, like... The whole story of it is actually kind of sad, because it's not like Christian's like the only villain. It's like the trolls involved are like genuinely
the trolls are definitely, well, yeah. But before anything to do with his mother gets into the picture, I think when he was like, I don't know, it was about our age, right? The stuff he was doing online with them trolls, just like drinking his own sperm from a Fanta can and shoving his medallion up his arse and stuff. It's pretty horrible shit.
We're going to have to censor so many words here. But no, yeah. This is the kind of shit we get Jake to do on Discord. yeah.
With your blobby medallion.
Could somebody fucking get us a blobby medallion? Please. Oh, God. I just saw like a recommended of when we were speaking about Roy. Do you remember our dedicated episode of fucking Roy? Aiden would come down to London, make a big journey. I'd pay £200 for a studio, and we'd talk about fucking Roy at CBBC. Show.
Yeah.
Mate,
pissed off
elite.
Our heads.
and when we meet up in person again, to be fair, we can still do it now. We're going to do it again, to be fair.
Do the same.
It's got to happen. I should say to the people watching us right now, we are occasionally still going to do episodes in person. It's just, it makes it a lot easier. Like, we recorded our practice episode about 2 days ago or 3 days ago, and we're already back on Discord recording. It's just that it makes it that much easier. So it will only mean that we can get more and more episodes out so much more quicker. And we've got Joe editing them now too, so that helps as well.
We've got an actual system.
Yeah, and I do think, you know, hopefully, fingers crossed, touch wood, I think it's going to work well and we can be consistent with it. It's mainly just on how quickly can Joe get these up, to be fair. And to be honest, I don't think it's that difficult, I think. I don't want to...
No, it's not too
great.
Difficult. Yeah. he can... We'll get him in the factory. We'll have him churning it out.
Yeah, there were a few things there was some other things we could speak about. So we could speak about Mr. Beast. We could also speak about Tasha Newcombe, Jake. Or we could just move on to speaking about more personal, anything else, really, what's on our minds and stuff like that. Up to you guys, really. I don't really mind, because you can leave those two for Nick. Huh?
I've got a little game we can play.
Okay, go on. I can see him giggling, man. You know some horrible.
Well,
you know some heinous
was
shit.
So good. We need to do it again.
Oh, that's it. I thought you enjoyed that so much.
For context, Aiden got us to play a game which you'll never see, but he's got the objective of every episode. He's got to come up with something new to entertain us, and he's done it. You've done it again, then, right?
Yeah. As before, don't look at the slide.
Okay.
On the screen. Tell me when you can.
You need to send it over, don't you, I think.
Yeah, I'll send over the screenshots.
Yeah, Okay, I can see your screen. I can see your screen.
Okay, you see my screen. Can you see that, Jake?
I can see it.
Okay. Today we are playing. Is it a sausage or is it not a sausage?
Fucking hell. Are you a fucking
spurt,
man?
Is this a sausage or is this a what?
Is it not?
Right.
So I'm going to show you a picture.
So wait, so the gate. Wait, so is it a sausage or is it not? Did you say?
Yeah, so sausage or not sausage?
Did you take this photo for us for this specific thing?
Yeah.
Okay. I
don't take selfies like that. That's a photo of me pointing at your mum's tits, mate.
Shut the fuck up, mate. She's a 56-year-old. She's a 56-year-old woman, mate. Have some fucking respect.
Alright. I've got proper sausage fingers.
She dragged it. There's plenty of fucking sausages on there now, mate.
Yeah, I'm like King Charles.
All right, I'm going to say...
This isn't a question. This is just the intro.
Is that
picture.
A sausage?
Yeah, that's a man holding the world's biggest sausage.
That right. Are you sure?
All right.
Also, peep the mono, bro.
I feel like oh my god, yeah, nice. I feel like the world's biggest sausage would be bigger than that.
Yeah, that mine's bigger than that.
Ah, you're very funny, mate.
Okay, mate. Well, we'll move on anyway. I've got four questions for you. I've got four questions for you. You've got to tell me if it's a sausage or not a sausage. And this is your first question.
it's a blur. Is it meant to be blurred?
Some of them are blurry. It just depends how much I've zoomed in on the photo.
It could be anything.
Yeah, it could really be anything, man. What I'm seeing right now is just pure blur. Nothing on screen. Huh?
I'm looking at it. It's a bit off color for a sausage. If it is a sausage, it's a sausage that's like a little bit off. It doesn't look right.
Yeah, I don't. I think it's not a sausage.
I think it's not a sausage.
You think it's not a sausage? What if it isn't a sausage, maybe for an extra point, what do you think it is?
I think it's fucking Harry Hill's bald head.
Okay. Jake, have you got a guess of what it is? So I'll tell you now, you're both right. You've both got a point each because it isn't a sausage.
Yes.
Do you want to have a guess at what it could be, Jake, for a bonus point?
Is it a bubble?
A bubble. You've got a buzz ball. Jesus. You said bubble. Fraser said Harry Hill, and you're both wrong. It's actually Jaundice Phil Mitchell, but that is.
Look at the fucking state of him. Jesus Christ. Aiden, do you remember when I didn't actually know what jaundice was?
Yeah, and you didn't believe it was real.
Mate, I saw a TikTok the other day of somebody being like, they were like, I don't know why, but I just like can't like have any energy recently. I've been eating, but I still feel so like lacking energy. And the person's just fucking yellow. And the top comment is, I think you've got jaundice. And the second comment is, hello, Homer. As much as it's funny, it's like she's probably dead now. Good rest of soul.
Jaundice is funny though. Let's be real. Right. Are we ready for the next picture?
Yeah.
Okay. So we're moving on from Jaundice Phil.
Okay. Okay. That's
that's
a bald man's head.
Yeah, that is a bald man's head. But Jesus Christ, it'd be rocks or something. Why is it so uneven?
it looks like an egg, but it also kind of looks like a sweet potato.
It does a little bit. Is it a bald head? But the side is. You can see a little bit of hair on the left.
Okay.
Yeah,
so,
I think it's a bald man's head.
Yeah.
So you're both saying it's not a sausage.
Not a sausage.
Yeah.
So what do you both think it is?
I think it's Grant Mitchell.
You think that's Grant Mitchell? Okay.
I think it could be Harry Hill's head.
Harry Hill. Okay. Harry Hill's not in every game I do, by the way.
No, I really need a piss right now, and I'm dreading what this is going to be in case some leakage comes out.
Right. Okay. Well, you're both wrong. No points because it's a sausage.
Oh, what the fuck?
Wow.
That's impressive. Is there another one?
Yeah, I've got four. So you were halfway through. All right. So you're both on 1 point each. This is question three for you.
Yeah. That I know what that is. That's definitely a bald man, and I think that's the bald man of where it's like.
Is that the worst person you know?
Yeah.
Point. Yeah.
I think it is.
So yeah. You're saying it's a bald man. And
yeah.
Who is
it? Worst person you know. It's the worst person the you worst know. Person
yeah, because I recognize the grass behind it and the whiteness of the bald head.
Okay, well, I'll tell you, you've both got a point each, so you're both on 2 points each.
Nice. But we'll be right.
But it's not who you think it is. In fact, this is the only time you haven't guessed this. It's Harry Hill.
Oh my god! Fuck's sake!
Oh, what the fuck? Why is he on a motorbike for?
He's just fucking taking his leaks home, mate. All right.
Mate, he looks like he's fucking squatting one out.
Yeah, that's fucking watching it. But he's got his bare ass out.
Right.
Question
what's the next
four.
One?
Here's the last one. So we're at 2 points each. Can someone win? Can someone win?
the tiebreaker.
Nah. This is you with a sausage next to your mouth. You made this because you were eating sausages, weren't you? And you thought this would be a funny one. This would be a good bit.
This is fucking you eating sausage.
Well, he's not eating it. He's just
correct.
At it.
That is...
You sad man. Did you do that before the podcast? How long before did you make this?
As I was eating my dinner. When I was on the call, I was finishing it. So that's me with my sausage.
Oh my fucking
goodness. So yeah, you both got 4 points in total, because on the last one you got 2 points, because
yeah, I guess
there was a sausage and it was me.
We should do it every week where we have a tally, and this week it's a draw. And maybe whoever by the next live episode that we do in person, we can have like whoever has the least amount of points between me and Jake has to do a forfeit. Mm.
Yeah, we'll have to think.
Yeah, we'll get the comments to decide. If me and Jake to do something silly, just comment down below what you think we should do for the forfeit. Okay, we're back. Sorry, me and Jake had to have a synchronized wee-wee. We're going to be speaking now about... I don't really know much about this topic. This is more of a Jake thing. You're going to have to take the lead here, mate. Do you want to introduce anything to this?
Yes. So, to Aiden and everyone watching, this is Tasha Newcombe. So, this has been like something that was massive on like UK TikTok. I did a video on it a couple of weeks ago. So there's this lass here who is a influencer, I guess you could say. I don't really know. She's one of them people that just does, you know, she goes on holiday.
I mean,
she
looks like a prime influencer, someone that doesn't do any work and just
exactly. So, like professional.
It's my favorite thing of when influencer. There's this thing of like, I mean, I guess it is just an influencer, but like they don't do any work and they'll upload like an Instagram story, being like, "God, really needed this holiday 5 days after they got back."
They literally do nothing. It's crazy. Yeah. Isn't it?
It's like, and these are the type of influencers that they're not YouTubers. They don't produce content other than them, I don't know, wearing new clothes or something like that. And it's like, what are you tired from, bro? Yeah. Like, at least I can say when I get tired from work, I've actually, as we've seen, made a 7-hour video. Jake's made an hour long video, something like that. Like, there's reasons to be tired. But with people like this, it's like, what the fuck? You went to a festival and asked a few questions.
I have to wake up at 6 in the morning and drive to work and this. Just to be able to eat cheesy potatoes in the evening, and this person, they literally just get paid for existing.
This is Tasha Newcombe, and if you watch that first TikTok,
spend the day with me,
not
boyfriend.
This one. Yeah, so this is her. Yeah, when he's older, taller than you, has tattoos, a good flirt to rose ratio, right? So she's 21. She's turning 22 in November. And she currently is dating a 16-year-old TikToker called Markovit UK. And
this bloke.
And this is a great introduction.
I thought that was her without hair extensions.
this is a great introduction because this is the type of content that she does. This guy, she thinks he's really mature.
You all right?
What's happening, girl? You all right?
What's happening, sugar lips? You all right?
What's happening, treacle? You all right?
What's happening, sugar plum? You all right?
Sapling, darling, you alright?
Sapling, girl, you alright?
What was
I
that?
I mean,
what's your thoughts?
What was it?
It's like it's nothing offensive, really. It's just a 16-year-old British
cringe.
Kid, right?
Yeah,
it's cringe.
That is
literally. Look. I can't shit on 16-year-olds, and me and Aiden can't, because some of the shit that Aiden used to put on YouTube.
Yeah, but mine was funny. This is just a video of them going. You're right.
Nah,
Yeah. Like, obviously, it's cringy, but like, I feel weird roasting a 16-year-old. Like, he's a kid.
I'm not roasting him. It's just cringe.
Oh, yeah, I'm as pathetic.
But this relationship is just so fucking weird.
You got to bully the kid out of that type of behaviour, or he's going to grow up thinking it's okay to act like that.
Mate, I'm 27 years old. I can't go around bullying 16-year-olds. The problem here is,
yeah, especially when you got a Sonic the Hedgehog plushie behind you, you fucking 5-year-old.
You fucking did have me there, haven't you?
Child.
You fucking you silly cunt.
He's not wrong. But yeah, so
I've says you with a fucking childish TGF sticker on the back, you fucking loser.
Whoa. I love YouTube. Whoa.
I don't
really have any defense to it. I should probably put it down. There were another even.
Oh, what? Yeah. Do you want to? Yeah. Do you want to mention the other sticker that used to be up there, mate?
No, I'm good.
Yeah.
Don't scroll back on my videos.
God, was it up during then?
Yeah. We're in the background for months. Absolute Jesus. Months.
All right. Let's get back on track. Sorry.
But yeah. So she's. They're dating, and she doesn't understand why everyone's hating on her, despite the fact that it's very
obvious.
So
she's 22, 21, and he's 16.
She's 21, and he's 16. He's just finished his GCSEs 3 weeks ago.
Has she responded to it?
Yes, she has, in a very long... so there's multiple ones where she's responding to it. The one that I have got in the document is a like podcast where she's gone on like a couple of podcasts, so she has a brilliant amount of defenses, such as this
Marco,
one
who was a 21-year-old and you the 16-year-old. I think Marco would...
I'm sorry, man, but let's just speak about it before we even get into it. What the fuck, bro? Like, just like swap the genders, and like, you know for a fact what people will be saying, because it is weird. But for some reason, when it's a guy, it's like, it's like, and the girl's the older one, it's seen as more normal. It's mm-hmm. so odd.
Be cancelled.
Oh yeah,
like you would. But that's nothing against about what you two, like, that's just society in general.
I think that's only because of the social media, though, because, not going to lie, when I was 16, I was seeing a 24-year-old.
That doesn't... You're a victim, bro. I know. A fucking victim.
That's why... How is that a qualification of how this is right? Well, when I was 16, there were a 24-year-old. You were fine.
Isn't she just following, like, quite common studies of how somebody who is a groomer
mm-hmm.
typically was groomed at one point in their life as well. Obviously not all people, but like that's a thing that happens, and it's become normalized in her brain, mm-hmm. I guess, and now she's doing it to somebody else.
And I will just point out for the American audience that are here that this is entirely legal in the UK because the age of consent is 16, but does it make it right? No, it doesn't.
It is weird.
No one batted an eyelid.
I think what makes it weirder is the fact they're flaunting it on social media. Like, they're not even hiding it.
Mm-hmm. But it's because they're both massive influencers, so like, hiding it is going to be impossible, because this Markovic has gone on like podcast and said that he thinks he's the biggest TikTok star in Essex. And she's quite a big influencer herself, so they're gonna really be. They're two big egos. They're going to have to, at some point, get spotted, get noticed, and then it would blow up big time.
Better class.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how would you say dating someone younger is going?
It's going better than any of the others that I've been with.
Really?
But isn't that just because, like, you're the one in charge?
Yeah, it's clear. It's clearly like It's either that you've been choosing absolutely terrible men that have just been like fucking her over all the time, or that she now has this power because she's a 21-year-old compared to a 16-year-old.
It's just sad, isn't it, that like she can't even go for a drink with her boyfriend.
Yeah. At the age of 21. their first, on this podcast, they said the first date that they had is a cinema date, and he picked her up in an Uber. And it's like, it's just, it's so different. Like, there's so much of life experience. It's not necessarily the age gap.
I mean, just think of it like this, man. He's in year 11. She would be finishing university right now.
She's 22 this year, so she'll have finished last year.
She'll be finishing her master's right now.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
She's fucking mental.
Yeah, that's that. Did they say anything else? Like, should I continue?
Go to 32-35, because they seem to be very, very happy with each other.
3 months, like, it's still honeymoon stage. You're both loving each other. You're like living that high life, if that makes sense. But do you not talk about the long term?
Yeah, of course we do. I think anyone does, no matter how
fresh it is.
Yeah, you always talk about your future plans with your partner.
And what are your future plans?
I'm gonna marry that girl.
You're gonna, right, fuck me.
I'm gonna marry that girl one day.
He's already tattooed on my ring finger. So.
3 months. 3 months.
You can tell he's 16, bless him. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it's first love syndrome, isn't it? Like, it is first love. You think you're gonna be together forever?
I mean, he looks 16. Like, this is. Yeah. It feels weird. This is just sad.
Yeah, it is. But there's just so many. You could be here for fucking ages. There's just so many instances of her just like counteracting what she's saying.
It's the fact they're going on a fucking podcast tour about this and just like letting the world know.
And the one that got me.
I was just going to say they met a Pirate Pete's Adventure Island.
This is the thing as well. We were on about, I know it's a much larger age gap, but we were on about Dr. Disrespect. Apparently this girl that Dr. Disrespect was talking to was 17. So like, it's a 16-year-old. And I know that he's like so much older, but still, like, there's still that big gap. There's a big gap between 16 and 18 and 18 and 21.
And like, they're in a full-on committed relationship. It's not like it's like a scandal of, I don't know, like, she DM'd him and didn't realize his age, like the James Charles stuff in the past. But like, this is like, they're in a relationship on a fucking tour speaking about why they know people have issues with it. That's insane. And in Britain as well, I feel like it's way more taboo to do this here than it is in America. I may be wrong in saying that. I don't know.
I feel like I know multiple people when they were like 14, 15, they were meeting guys that were like 18, 19, and it's usually the lad doing that to the girl. It's not usually the other way around. But I've got multiple experiences that I remember of people that I know going through that.
Yeah, I mean, and when you're at 16, you're dating a 21, 22-year-old, obviously, like, you're going to think it's cool because you're 16, right? Mm-hmm. Like, that's... that's just fucking weird. And what's, like, the community consensus? Because this has got 1,300 likes,
A lot of people, the majority of people are very against it, and it seems that the only people that are for it are, like, just think, you know, Marco, do your thing. Are the lads who are about his age that are like, fucking hell, go on, lad. She's well fit. There's just so much in it. So much in multiple of these videos and stuff where she just totally goes against it. And it just doesn't make sense. It's like she knows it's wrong and she's choosing to do it because I don't know. I don't know the reason why.
They just did a vlog together that came out an hour ago. Should we watch it?
Jesus Christ.
Spend the day with me and my boyfriend. So basically today I just had to run a shit...
Tough comment. Did Marco get a kid's meal?
Yeah, the comments are fucking hilarious, to be fair. Without...
It's like she's playing into the meme here. She goes, if you'd watched the video, you would see that he had been so well behaved, I treated him to an adult meal. But it's like, bro, the meme is that you are a nonce. Like, that's not a meme to play into, man.
Yeah, it's not really a bit you want to be known for, is it?
Starbucks. In case anyone was wondering what my order is, this is it. I did ask my boyfriend to take some cute aesthetic videos of me in Starbucks, and this is what I got. So I will be putting him up for sale if anyone wants him. Picked up this reed diffuser because I can no longer use candles in my room, which I'm so upset about. And then we went to the range because I had to get some boxes for under my bed. And I was so excited to get this...
He's never bought a bed in his life.
Get your asses down to the range.
Last thing I'm wondering is what is Tasha Newcomb's Starbucks order?
We got him his clothes. Thank you so much.
Oh, he's even... Mate. Look.
Is he doing the colouring at Nando's?
He's doing the fucking colouring at Nando's!
Oh, they're playing into it, Charlie.
His colouring, which he enjoyed so much. Now, we do normally order his food off of the kids' menu, but...
Oh, they want us to talk about this. They're baiting us, and we're playing into it. We're not playing into it, mate.
It's a 16-year-old dating a 21-year-old. Like, that's weird, like, bro.
The first thing that I thought with this entire situation is, especially with, like, all of the OF stuff that has been going on with, like, Jack Doherty and stuff, where he, like, manages a lot of creators, I did think that she had got into this relationship as, like, a bit to promote her OF. But it's not the case, because there's just too much of them together, like, you know, being cutesy and stuff like that.
And he's not even old enough to subscribe to it.
That's what I mean. You can't, he can't look at her actual job.
No, I mean, look at it. She says she's dancing to sick music in a random field for the strangers that are like... She's drinking in fields at 21,
I was doing that at 14, man. I rubbed my ass.
Oh, Jesus, that's sad. Man, the British community literally never fails to fucking depress me. I feel like we should... Is there anything we can talk about that isn't related to social media? I'd wrote a few things down. Mainly the fact that I opened up Facebook earlier because for like my daily scroll of just seeing what everyone else from my life at school is up to. And like so many people are getting married and having kids now. It's kind of fucking terrifying.
Yeah, same.
I'm letting you
drive. No, you go.
I thought Jake was gonna say something, so I didn't speak, and then he didn't speak, and then you just sort of gave me that look.
There's nobody gonna contribute to this.
I'm letting Aiden have the shine. Go on.
Well, the thing is, I think a few of your friends are Fraser, but none of my friends are still at that point where they're having kids or getting married.
Really?
What was that?
Not even one.
No, we're all degenerates, so
none
of us have got our lives together. Yes.
Yeah. No, I mean, same. To be fair, I mean,
I've got loads. Like every week, it seems like there's a new fucking DLC kid that drops. Like on Facebook. Yeah, legit.
I don't have like a close friend who has kids or is getting... I have a few friends that are married actually, but I don't have like because I went to a wedding recently actually, which is pretty nice, I don't know anyone like personally close that's got kids. I know like a few friends that I don't really speak to anymore that have kids, and that is very, very fucking weird to see. I won't name names, but Aiden, you know someone who used to play football with us that now has like two kids, which is really weird.
Yeah, it's terrifying thought.
Especially knowing what they used to be like.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Were they a certain type of Hoover for anything?
No, they were just degenerates for like the maximum level.
You got a goon?
No, not that. They weren't gooning, man. They were like they were just like
gooning, bro.
Yeah, everyone's gooning, but like they were just like.
So we should change the name of the podcast.
That's what the pod should be: the Goon Squad.
I love that when Americans discover Arsenal fans and they're like, there's a whole group of people that call themselves Gooners.
Gooners. Yeah, the gimmick's gone. It's so gone. Yeah, that does remind me though, I saw something today that made me absolutely fucking pissed. It was someone that I knew from school, and it was like a photo of him with his missus, and he put the caption, the photo, not bad for a couple of fives. Like, you're calling your girlfriend a 5 out of 10.
That's fucking outrageous, man.
I was pissing.
Jesus Christ.
I think she's got something to work on there, though, hasn't she? At least he's being honest.
I don't know how I'd react if somebody posted that about me. Like, imagine your girlfriend just calls you a 5 on social media to a whole following.
No, I'd finish. Finished.
I'd respect them for being honest. I know I am. In fact, I'd be buzzing with a 5, mate. Like, yes.
I'd give you all a 5. I give us all a 5. Maybe.
I'll take 5.
All right.
Far enough.
Is there anything else you guys want to speak about before we wrap things up? Because you guys don't seem to have anything else, like, as far as I can tell.
We've been recording an hour 20. I was going to bring up about the new Linkin Park singer, but I think it's too much of a topic.
Yeah, No. That is interesting because, like, there's a lot with that, isn't there?
Yeah.
Do you wanna?
I'll give you an overview. So obviously the other day that Linkin Park spent like a good week or two like building up who the new lead singer is going to be, and then they announced it was this woman, surprisingly, which you know, good thing.
Yeah.
I don't know why I said it like that, but yeah, it's
you just tried to cancel yourself.
Yeah, no, I like women. And I think they should have equal opportunities.
Go on, mate.
Sorry, right. I'll carry on, right. So, so the new Linkin Park thing got announced. She's called Emily Armstrong. And at first, all the reception was like, ah, she's fucking sick. Like, got great voice, whatever. And then it turns out that, well, the first thing was that she turned up and, well, people were calling her like a sympathizer. Because I think she turned up sort of supporting
James Marsden, right?
Yeah,
something on those lines. Let me just Google that just to be 100% sure.
You want to get the name right, don't you? When you're saying it.
Yeah. It is okay. I think I've got the name wrong. I apologize. Was it
Danny Masterson?
It might be that. Sorry to James Marsden. I think it's, again, let's just double check. Yeah, it's Danny Masterson.
Yeah,
so he is sentenced 30 years in prison for that.
Yeah, so she's come out and sort of said that she's
defended him.
Yeah, well, initially, yeah, she went to court, I think, and like sort of supported him or whatever. But she's released a statement in the past couple of days, basically denouncing that now and saying that's not her view whatsoever.
But I think the
other point which I find more entertaining is the fact that she's a Scientologist.
It is a bit of a weird pick. Like, they obviously, like, if you're coming back and you're replacing Chester Bennington, you want to like have it so there's no controversy, it's just good. And at first it did kind of seem like it was that, and now it's just a bit of a mess, because even I put out a story being like, oh, this sounds sick, and then I got a reply being like, that's a Scientologist, R-word sympathizer, and I was like, fuck me, can there never be anything just nice and
it's nothing
and, like,
sacred.
Enjoyable? Yeah, legit, it's like, and it's like, they seem to be sticking by her.
Can I ask, where was she from before?
What?
I'm not sure, I think she was a relatively, like,
she wasn't that popular, was she? Or was she?
I don't think she was that well known. I mean, I think
right.
She obviously had some. She was a member of Dead Sarah. If you've heard of that band,
classic band, yeah.
Yeah, they're not that popular from what I can see.
I don't know,
but
sorry, carry on.
Go on. She sounded good, to be fair. Controversy aside, and I mean, they're sticking by her, so I guess it's going to be the future of what they go with. It kind of seems that the fan base are a little bit divided on it. When you go into Linkin Park, like her comment section stuff, it actually seems that it's more supportive than criticism. But I'm kind of interested to see where that sort of develops. Like, will people care in the future or not?
I mean, I think...
Because I believe... Sorry, go on.
Well, the best thing to do in the music scene, if you've done something bad, is just to ignore it and carry on. And eventually it'll get forgotten about.
Exactly.
Yeah, there was a few actors that supported. I'm trying to find it now. Don't show us on screen. I swear there was someone from like the Sonic movie or something that supported the same thing. Or maybe I'm misremembering, but there was like there's a lot of actors out there that supported that thing, and it's like it's really messed up, obviously. But it seems that a lot of people who supported the James Masterson. Well, no, not James Masterson. What's his name again?
Do you keep typing in James Masterson?
What's his name again?
You are completely derailing this entire conversation.
What's his name again?
Danny Masterson, I think.
Danny. Yeah, I swear there was an actor in... I think it was maybe an actor from the Sonic movie or something. Maybe. I may be wrong here, that defended him. But this is the guy, isn't it, right here?
Yeah, I believe so.
I mean, he was still posting in 2022, which is kind of crazy, because I'm pretty sure his conviction wasn't that far.
I thought he said he got 30 years.
And maybe he was released early. I'm not too sure, to be honest with you. But I mean, it's depressing, because as you said, like, why can there not just be like one normal thing? Like, it sounded good. The song they released sounded good. Why can't it just be good?
I mean, the Scientology one's a weird one, isn't it?
Hmm. What do you think about that?
I don't know. I think it's and it's a cult, isn't it? So
basically,
it's sort of funny that she's a Scientologist, but it's also quite bad. Because their entire premise is they just charge people thousands of dollars to, they sell them like books and materials so they can reach. I can't remember what they call it. It's like the equivalent of an awakening, isn't it? Audited.
I just remember that one South Park episode about Scientology.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, but I'd love it if we had a Scientologist comment on this, because have you ever met a Scientologist? I don't think I've ever met one in my entire life. I think it's more of an American thing.
Max, they're all rich Yanks.
Yeah, it's a really weird, like, American, like, just side hustle that they seem to be doing.
It's kind of spooky, though. I'd be kind of scared to speak about it if I lived in America, you know, because, like, it kind of seems like a lot of dodgy things happen there.
Yeah, they cost, I think you have to, like, to buy all the books, it's well over like $4,000. I was reading up.
Really?
Yeah, it's basically that. And the thing in America is it's, I think it's like tax exempt or something, because it's classed as like a legitimate religion. But the UK refuses to acknowledge it as that.
Really? Oh, so. Really? Wow.
Yeah, wow. But I mean, the religion was basically invented by some sci-fi writer in the 1950s.
Let me just try and find a Scientology origin date. It was invented in 1954, apparently.
So, yeah, it was some guy that he was a sci-fi writer.
Wait, really?
Yeah. I think it was.
Could we do an episode? Oh yeah, this Xenu thing. This is like the thing from South Park, isn't it? Like the Xenu was an extraterrestrial ruler of a galactic confederacy who brought billions of people to Earth. In a DC-8 like spacecraft 75 million years ago, stacked them around volcanoes and killed them with hydrogen bombs.
Sounds fucking sick, doesn't it?
It sounds, mate. If this was real, that would be fucking sick. These events are known with Scientology as Incident 2. What's Incident 1?
I think that's summary. The first chapter of the book that costs $600 if you want to read about it.
So they're saying that this plane right here is what the plane looked like. That so basically a bunch of fucking jumbo jets just bombed a bunch of volcanoes.
That plane is the equivalent of the donkey that brought Mary to the stable.
But instead of a donkey, it's a fucking hydrogen bomb.
I mean, the thing is with Scientology as well is they let you practice other religions alongside it.
Oh, that's weird.
What? That's totally counterintuitive to the religion. What?
Yeah, how can you do that?
I don't know. I'm not an expert on Scientology, and because I can't afford it. But yeah, there's a lot of really interesting points. I mean, they think everyone's like immortal, and that we've all existed in some capacity for like trillions of years.
L. Ron Hubbard is the guy that made it, right?
Yeah. So he was the guy that wrote the first, I don't know. Yeah, he founded it, basically.
He made a book on the science of mental health. It's clearly impacted him pretty well, considering he's done something so batshit weird.
These are some of the books that he's written. Features a man cursed by an evil genie. Tells the story of a low-ranking British army officer who rises to the role of dictator. A psychological thriller about being paranoid about demons. And then he went on to do Scientology. The modern science of mental health. Is this where it starts?
Yeah, Dianetics. So they're like the foundations of Scientology, basically.
Jesus Christ. It'd be interesting to watch a documentary about it. So I really don't know much about Scientology at all. The yeah, volcano on the phone.
There's actually a really fucking funny bit from a BBC documentary. I'll put it in the chat now, where some reporter goes to, like, I think it's like the Church of Scientology, and starts recording stuff, and then one of them just starts basically harassing him for a number of days, and he just absolutely loses his shit and starts screaming at him. I'll put it in the Discord if you want to bring it up.
I'm not an expert on brainwashing.
And when asked in that case why he kept making the accusation, Sweeney's reaction was unexpected, to say the least.
Is this the Scientologist?
No, this is the reporter. They basically pushed his buttons for like a week straight, and then at the end he just goes fucking ballistic.
What, the Scientologist try and push his buttons?
Yeah, he was like following around and
Jesus Christ, that's insane. How have I never seen that before? Wow.
Yeah, it's quite a big clip.
Yeah, I mean, should we wrap things up?
Great sign off. Yeah.
All right, fellas, thank you so much for coming along. Please subscribe to the channel. We will be back next week. If there's anything you guys want to talk about, let us know in the comment section. We're on Spotify and I believe Apple Music as well. Have you guys got anything to say before we go?
Subscribe. Eat your greens.
Yeah, and please subscribe. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. Bye.
Bye.